Hey everybody! Get up and dance. Hey, get on the floor. Connect the dots with your mind and more. Hey, I'm a poet and I know it. Let me tell you this. The world is gone crazy. You turn on the news, not that you even want to turn on the news. It's everywhere. You just can't get rid of this. Putin, the bad guy from the dark universe or something, you know? Worse than Darth Vader, it's Putin destroying the world, destroying the Ukraine, destroying Europe, destroying everyone. I mean, that's all they talk about. I mean, I watch the world news occasionally to see what's happening. I do watch mainstream media news just to see what the enemy is doing, and they are the enemy. And all that, some of these shows, all they talk about as if nothing else is happening in the world. And I have to talk about it a little here just to let everybody know what a big lie they're telling you about the situation. They're telling you a one-sided story that's just... the deck is stacked against Putin. I don't care what you personally think about him, really. But they're just obnoxiously picking on this guy and not telling the other side of the story. Sure, it's not right that people have to leave their homes and people are scared and all stuff like that. But the real information is out there on the internet. You just have to go searching for it. I mean, the real big picture of what's going on there is far from what they're telling you, you know? I mean, it goes way back to, let's say, the end of World War II. You know, when the Russian government took over the all those small countries there, areas, and became the, and also other parts of Europe and around the world, you know. The Russian government has a right to be concerned about that because it's on record that some of these plants close by the Russian border leaked some of their contaminants they worked on, and Russian people fell ill, sick, and some of them died. And this has been going on for a long time, you know. And if you can find what Putin had to say on the internet, people have posted the Russian and news conferences he did that they'll never show here in the U.S. or anywhere else, where he's talking to the Russian people and he explains about he had to take out these germ warfare plants. And they're all kind of run by the U.S. government, unfortunately. Sure, all the major governments are involved in germ warfare, but particularly the U.S. And, of course, Russia is too. But we've got... The U.S. government has them all over the world, and I looked into it, and it's disgusting. You know, they've got, I don't know, dozens, if not 100 projects going on of how to use insects to infect them with deadly viruses, and then the insects are dropped off in your area, and they sting you, and you die. And this has been going on for decades. So... that is one of the major reasons he had to launch his offensive, get rid of these plants, because let's face it, if I'm in the U.S. here, you know, if Canada or Mexico set up germ warfare plants right near our border, we'd probably take them out too, because, you know, those are some real horrible things. In fact, look at the pandemic thing. I mean, people have done their investigations, and it's quite definitely this COVID bug, you know, is a very a bad version of the flu. Of course, it really wasn't killing people. They started giving people vaccines. That was killing people. And I'll send out my prayers to anybody who got the vaccine, because a lot of you got some toxic doses. And if you're not suffering now, you might be suffering next month or next year. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, there is no logic to vaccines if you really understand true health care and how a human body works. And believe me, 90% of the people that go to med school don't understand. But of course, it's not even their decision, you know? This is all decided by governments, and the every government has their evil section, including the United States. Yeah, we're infiltrated with evil, so-and-so is also. And so is the Russian government, and so is the Ukrainian government. And that's another part of the problem. It turns out, you know, when you start hearing what Putin is defending, why his actions are, he starts talking about the Ukrainian government. It's not nothing but a puppet government for the Western civilization, or we could call it the New World Order. We could call it the European Union. And part of that is influenced by the dark side of the United States, that this is the real problem. You know, so he had plenty of reason to go in and do his thing, and he wants to demilitarize the Ukraine. You know, he said that weeks before the violence started, and they could have negotiated something with him, understood the reality. Come on, who are we trying to kid here? We in the United States and the military, we know what's going on, you know. We've infiltrated every country in the world, and we set up our eco labs in them. And, not every country, but we've sent a lot of them up in countries that we don't like and around countries we don't like. And this is what part of the issue, you know? And then there's all the weapons and missiles, you know. Initially, during the Cold War, we thought it was necessary, but we're not in that Cold War anymore. But, you know, we've continued to send more missile setups. And then there was talk of nuclear weapons being set up in the Ukraine. So it got to the boiling point. He had to do something in the interest of his country, you know? And so that's the other side of the coin that needs to be talked about. And which you bring up to the point that we shouldn't be having these germ warfare labs all around the world. What do you think the COVID nonsense came out of? The one in Wuhan, China, I believe, right? And, of course, there's always the opportunity that they make mistakes in these labs and stuff gets leaked out that shouldn't be. And then, of course, there's the intentions. There's the New World Order plan to depopulate the whole world. You know, that continues, too. So anyhow, there's another side to the story here. Sure, we shouldn't have any violence, but the situation was brought on by the West, as the Russians call us, the West. And just for the information before to all you Putin haters out there, do you realize Putin is the Russians under the leadership of Putin is the only country in the world that kicked out the big bankers, world controller bankers, the Rothschilds, you know, and the other ruling families. So he's not a New World Order puppet. You know, the United States is a New World Order puppet. Sure, we love our United States You know, the British people love their United Kingdom, but they're also another New World Order puppet now. In fact, all the English-speaking nations that have English as their major language have become New World Order puppets. Look at Trudeau a couple of weeks ago, how he, you know, just like bulldozed those truckers down ruthlessly. Didn't even go out and talk to them. This is the leader of a free nation. Of course, I think they're still under martial law. And the Australian government, totalitarian, totally. People there are living under a totalitarian society. And then New Zealand also, yeah. That crazy woman, Jacinda. I mean, if you ever watched her or listened to her and seen the horrible things she's imposed upon her country. Luckily, there's the tide is turning in her country. The High Court has declared all her evil decrees void, and they're going to on their way to bringing their country back to normal again. But Australia is still a totalitarian country. Canada is still a totalitarian country. Why isn't the news talking about this? You know, Britain isn't far behind either. It was totalitarian for a while. Now they're trying to give their people a little break, but they're destroying their country in another way. You know, they're willing to bring in thousands of upon thousands of violent criminal immigrants, all males, no women and children, just all males, and have them live on the dole, as the saying goes there. Have them living free, everything free for them. And meanwhile, veterans have to live on the street, homeless and without food in England. This is how it goes, you know, and this is all the New World Order. And all of the European Union, another New World Order puppet. And they're the ones, they're going to lose in the end, but they're doing their best to obtain their agendas, you know, like Agenda 21, depopulate the world. And, you know, that's how all these other things fit in and have been approved. Germ warfare labs, they call them bio labs, to be you know, less threatening, but we know what they are. They're germ warfare labs. And there's plenty of evidence to this, and you just go do your own research and find out. And they're monitored. They've been so tricky. They got this thing called DITRA, you know, an acronym, D-T-R-A. What those letters stand for, well, you can look that up yourself. D-T-R-A, all capital letters there. You know, that's another, you know, that's what the agency that, the U.S. agency that oversees the germ warfare labs, and they have all kinds of tricks. They use private companies to do the research so the government, the U.S. government, can't stop these things. They contract them out. But it's all part of the bigger plan to invent more ways of killing people. And every once in a while, they use these things. They've done it in Africa big time many times, and they're still doing it. And those are important pieces to the puzzle, and it all kind of ties in with what's going on in the Ukraine. Plus, the Ukrainian government is controlled by neo-Nazis. Yeah, you're not going to hear that on regular news, but they're a New World Order group of their own, and they control the Ukrainian government, basically, and amazingly, a lot of the Ukrainian population support these criminals. And this is all the bad stuff that should be spoken about on mainstream media, but you have to listen to radio shows like this, Connect the Dots, to hear really what is going on. Of course, on good news, you might have heard words like that again, but you won't hear this on mainstream media. There's this word called Nesara, N-E-S-A-R-A. It's referenced a lot on Twitter, and I am on Twitter. You should follow me on Twitter, Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's my hashtag. But anyhow, and you can find it, if you can't remember that, you can go to BBS Radio. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. And you can scroll down, click on the name of the show, click on my name, and you can see all the things I'm involved in. You know, my most recent tweets, blah, 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 the political videos I have from the last two elections. I didn't change them because is the same. You know, the real president of the United States should know about mind control. And the Biden knows about mind control because he is mind control. He knows about it firsthand. But it would be better for everyone in America if we had a president that knew how to bring an end to this insanity and this evil. Yeah, mind control is evil, and it's so sophisticated, it's beyond belief. They have the machines they can hook you up to where they can erase everything in your brain. Yeah, they sit you in the chair, put the helmet on, and they can cook your brain so you can't think more than a chicken, you know, or a turkey going gobble, gobble. They can do that to you. And then they can implant ideas and thoughts and ways of thinking into your head. They can turn you into what's sometimes referred to as a Manchurian candidate. And they can, you know, the simple word is puppet. And they can, while you're just walking around, like moping around aimlessly, like JB there, President Biden, that would be a good nickname for him. Old Sleepy Joe will do. When you're moping around like old Sleepy Joe, half asleep all the time, they can infiltrate your mind and speak words inside your head that you will hear. This technology has been around for decades. You know, it was beginning at World War II, and they perfected it over the decades. And this is the world we live in, you know? Do you know why they, if you've been watching, you can't help but not see it, they've been putting Putin under the microscope for weeks now, and they try to make fun of how he sits at a table, 50 feet away from the person he's talking to, including the French guy, Macron, the moron, you know, pretentious president of France that people hate him. And but he maintains his authority because he's backed up by the New World Order. So we got Putin at the end of this table talking to the little chicken-faced Macron. And on the other side, 50, 60 feet away. And the real reason for that, in case you're unaware, if you'll never hear it on mainstream media news or on any show on TV, but we can talk about it on radio here, on internet radio, where we're free to do what we want. It's called the Venus Gun. You know, it was invented, again, decades ago by the secret agent groups. It, from 30 feet away, you can point this gun at somebody and give them a heart attack. You wonder why people die of heart attacks all the time? Well, it could be the Venus gun. Plenty of other things to give people a heart attack, too. But that's it. Putin is no fool. He knows that any one of these foreign powers that he doesn't know very well or consider to be a friend could come and in false pretense of trying to talk a peace agreement, pull out one of those guns and execute him from 30 feet away. And that's why he sits at a lengthy table like that. And believe me, I'm running for president of the United States. If I have to deal with somebody from a foreign country that I don't trust, I'm going to be sitting at a lengthy table like that also. So you're learning things tonight if you're listening. This is an educational show. Hey, it's also a call-in radio show. If you have something important that you believe the world should hear about, and that can be many things, any topic, the call-in number here is 888-627-6008. Okay, 888-627-6008. Of course, if you're on the computer, that phone number will be listed there. If you're listening to my show right now, Station 1 on BBS Radio. Not to be confused with the BBC in England, United Kingdom there, because they are a corrupt broadcasting agency. You know, they used to be respected, but they sold out. They're worse than CNN. They're almost as bad as WABC fake news in America. You know, it's the most popular news show in the evening during the week on ABC. In New York here, it pops up on Channel 7 at 6:30 p.m. And if you ever watch it, you know, all one-sided news, and they've surpassed CNN as the worst station going, and they're, I think, a little ahead at being worse than the BBC. But how better can you get than the BBC, though? A broadcasting company, when they're looking to hire people, they say, no one of white skin can apply for a job at our organization. How racist can you get? You know? You know, important facts to know and understand in life. And I happen to watch, because like I say, I watch the enemy news, I call them, because I want to find out what the enemy is doing and promoting. And I found it very distasteful and sickening. I happened to turn on ABC here in the New York City area yesterday, and one of the most popular anchor persons, he's out there in the town, the Polish town near the Ukrainian border, talking to the refugees coming off buses and trains who are escaping, the women and children who are escaping from the Ukraine to avoid the violence. And he's asking them really obnoxious questions, bringing tears to their eyes. Think, these people are suffering enough already and distraught, and you're coming up them with the microphone, you know, Mr. Famous News Guy, and you're asking him, well, how do you feel? Are you worried about your husband's back there? How are you coping with things? You know, you're just reminding these people of the trauma they're caught in the middle of. How dare you do that to people? They got enough problems already. They don't need you coming to them and asking them questions that is going to make them recall about the desperate situation and heartbreaking situation they're in. Hey, that's what mainstream media news does. Crap like that. And we still got the lying people. Doctors, fake doctors or heavily bribed doctors on the news telling people to get vaccines, get the boosters. It's safe. It's safe. How many million people have to die before you're going to stop saying it's safe? And you probably still will say it's safe because that's what you lying, fake doctors, paid propagandists are saying on mainstream media TV on the news shows. And in between the news shows, we still, in America here, we still got the vaccine commercials promoting vaccines with all the trouble that it's given people, all the tens of thousands of people the vaccines have killed already and haven't been stopped from being put out there because the crooked government in America, they've all taken big bribe money and they're afraid to open their mouths because they want... don't want to lose their source of bribe money that tells them what to do. And that's what it is when you're an elected politician in America. You'll do what the bribe money tells you to do. You won't do what the people will do. Same thing in Canada there. Look, you know, that crazy loony bird Trudeau, he doesn't even want to talk to the truckers that are protesting to his unfair degrees because all he cares about is doing what the bribe money from the New World Order has told him to do. Ah, my Lord, this is a horrible situation the world is in. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. There's things in the pipeline now, like I said, that word Nasara, you know, that gets mentioned. It's an acronym, Nasara, N-E-S-A-R-A. You might have seen the word out there. They really identify what it means, but it stands for National Economic Security and Reformation Act, Nasara. You'll see it eventually popping up. Certainly not on mainstream media news shows. NESARA, National Economic Security and Reformation Act. It's floating around out there and eventually it's going to be brought into manifestation. And it's about all good things, getting up the crooked banking system, giving people more money, more freedom, etc. You can look it up. You know, it does people good to look things up. And just to prove I can stop on a dime and go to something else, here you go. I've put forth this question many times, and I'm still putting it forth again tonight. Who can tell me what the blinking red lights in the sky that are present in the sky every night are? And you say, what? I never saw no blinking red lights in the sky. Well, in order to see them, you have to learn how to shift your vision. But they're there all the time, too faint, you know, too faint to be seen in the daytime. I mean, if you do shift your vision, but at night they are visible. They're sparsely all across the sky everywhere, kind of like the stars in a nighttime sky. So who has the riddle to that one? I put it out on Twitter, and all I did is wrong guesses every time. But maybe somebody listening to me on the radio knows the answer to that riddle. What are those little blinking red lights up in the sky that can be visible if you have learned how to expand your normal human vision? That's right. You don't need a special machine to see them, but your overly complicated vision can see them. And while we're talking about vision, here's another debatable topic, you know. We all know what we've been told. Well, you need two eyes to see depth. A point I've always argued, not so. And then you're going to have these wannabe scientists tell you, you have to have the two eyes to triangulate the object you're looking at to see what the distance is. And when you try to tell them, listen, I can do that with close one eye and do it. Have no problem. And then they give you some other malarkey. Well, the real more in-depth info about how eyes work, you've got a flower of light pattern, which could be described as one circle surrounded by six equal circles. And that's part of the underlying working of the eye. So if you have seven focal points in each eye, well, you only need one point, one eye to see depth in, if you can follow what I'm saying. Well, that's something to debate. One can debate with their friends. Of course, you have to come across the knowledge about the inner workings of the eye, what's known about it, beyond physical science. That's right. You know, there's an underlying weave to physical reality. The famous Plato from the past mentioned that, in fact, that's where we get the word the Platonic solids. There's five basic Platonic solids, and those shapes, three-dimensional shapes, length, width, and depth, they all have, are the basic underlying weaves of physical reality. And but those basic shapes, though we can make models of them in the physical reality, are non-physical. And part of physical reality is supported by the non-physical physics. Again, you have to do a lot of homework and a lot of searching to find this information out and connect the dots between the non-physical geometric structures and realities with the physical ones. That's right. I mean, we have scientists working on, you know, at places like the CERN laboratory where they're speeding quarks, I guess, around in circles or gluons. And they send them going near the speed of light, and they smash into each other. And by the way, the speed of visible light is not the limit. Again, more information that we're misinformed in public school and universities, and blah, blah, blah. And they smash these two little tiny particles that make up an atom into each other. And what comes out of it are exotic particles that have a short existence, like a very small portion of a second or of a nanosecond lifespan, and then they're gone. So, but there's more to it than that, you know? Apparently, and there's a lot of information about this out there. Believe it or not, you want to become a physicist and learn about what they're doing at CERN and the small particles, the gluons, the quarks, the strange matter. And anyhow, it's been revealed to us by this group. I mentioned them before. The Galactic Federation. Yeah, that's the federation of 22 star nations from other parts of the galaxy and or universe, other galaxies too, that are here in our solar system now to help we, the people of planet Earth, ascend, and the whole planet ascend too into a higher, faster vibrating. Higher means faster vibrating when we talk about dimensions. We're not talking about the linear dimensions like the Carpenter does now. When we talk about the realms of reality, you know, we're sometimes referred to, physical reality is referred to as the third dimension or the first three dimensions. And we've heard the thing about a 12-dimensional system with 12 overtones. That's 144 separate realities that could exist in the same space. 12 times 12 is 144. How gross. And more recently, people or entities or consciousnesses or highly evolved beings have been revealing to people on Earth, such as the starseeds. I pick up the secondhand information off the starseeds who reveal some of this on Twitter, because I'm on Twitter. You can learn things on Twitter, believe it or not. Just be careful what you tweet, because it's easy to break the rules, and then they want to punish you if you break the rules or say something they don't want you to say. A lot of what I say on this radio, I'm not going to say on Twitter, because I know, you know, I know where the guidelines are and what they just won't permit, you know. They'll put me in the penalty box or something like that. The so all this information being revealed and about the dark side, about the controllers. The Galactic Federation is in our solar system, and they're doing several things. They're taking out some of the bad things that have kept the human race in quarantine, have kept planet Earth in quarantine, electronic fields put around our Earth, electronic screens. They've been taking them out, and they've also the satellites of the dark side that beam negative energies into our planet, and all kinds of other bad things. And they're also revealing a lot of the evil science behind what keeps us quarantined. And part of that is something called the Strangelet bombs. And they eventually explained it to us in the beginning. They just mentioned it, and most of us didn't have a clue as what they're talking about. But that info is out there now. You go searching for it. Strangelet bombs, spelled just like it sounds. Strangelet, L-E-T, Strangelet bombs. And these are, you know, minute particles, the kind of particles that the CERN laboratory plays around with out there. And, you know, very, very small, but very dense also, some of them more dense than others. And they can use extreme amounts of pressure to kind of squeeze these things in to the point of where they'll explode and cause a chain reaction. And if it wasn't for the good guys out there knowing how to stop a chain reaction when something, a Strangelet bomb chain reaction, which is more powerful than a nuclear weapon, actually, chain reaction, they could, these chain reactions could go on indefinitely almost, if there wasn't good guys out there with technology of how to slow them down and stop them once they've started. But these are one of the, you know, this is what evil forces do with their science. They learn how to make evil things like this, you know. Anyhow, some of those bombs are still here on our planet, and the removal of them is not easy. And that's part of what's holding up that grand thing called the event that I've talked to people about. Yeah, it's coming, but at the same time, it's being delayed by the dark side. You know, they're bringing out all, on the dark side, all stops are out. You know, who's the dark side? The puppets who are, it's the bad ETs, really, and the bad extraterrestrial races that still have dug in, or dug into planet Earth here, and they're still manipulating their human puppets, like the Illuminati, heads of the Illuminati. Yeah, not all the Illuminati are bad. If you don't understand the meaning of the words, it means the enlightened ones. And they formed together as a group, the original Illuminati, Back in the same year, the U.S. was forming, 1776, except they formed their group over in Europe. It was like a think tank, you know? And they were illuminated with knowledge, and they were going to be kind of enlighten the world and make things better. So they thought. Of course, I don't know what year it was, but eventually the heads of the Illuminati group were taken over by the bad ETs, the New World Order, and became part of the New World Order. Same with the Freemasons, too. There's a lot of good Freemasons out there. Originally, they were a good group. But eventually, the people who have the highest authority, the 33rd degreeers in the Freemasons, they were taken over by the New World Order, too. You know? I mean, before it was called the New World Order, it was originally the invading extraterrestrials would be more appropriate. And they started hundreds of thousands of years ago. I think the Anunnaki were the first ones to come up with the idea. Let's just control the human leaders of the human race, make them our puppets. And that was the beginning of the New World Order. But it was always controlled by evil beings from other worlds. And then, of course, if you're familiar, what apparently the Galactic Federation doesn't know too much about the spiritual rebellion that came to Earth in the form of the Luciferian Rebellion, which, of record, started about, I'm not sure whether it was 210,000 or 230,000 years ago on the capital world of our local universe. I'm not even going to mention the name of our local universe. You know, we have our names for them. The universe has its names for them. You have to search for that information. It's in the fifth apocryphal revelation, so you need to go searching for that if you want to find out that info. Anyhow, they have... the fifth apocryphal revelation tells us all the information about the Luciferian rebellion. And when it made its way to Earth, the planetary prince of the most powerful being in charge of planet Earth sided with the rebellion. Of course, by the 210,000 years ago, 215,000, 220,000 years ago, basically the Earth was under the control of evil already, so it was no problem for them to side with the Luciferian Rebellion. You know, just another tool to trick the people into submissive behavior and becoming obedient to the false gods that had been set up for a long time. And, of course, there was more to be set up. And, of course, all the false gods were set up by the extraterrestrials. Yeah. You know, that's why they had physical temples and they had physical statues and physical giant beings. Because the extraterrestrials are basically physical. Sure, there's evil consciousness and extraterrestrial groups. But there's also the Luciferian rebellion, the fallen angels, the invisible ones. And there's other creatures that are invisible also that are on our planet. And they cause havoc with everyone's mind. They're mind control experts. I mean, how easy it is. You're invisible consciousness. You can just float around the person you want to control and keep sending him telepathic messages, because telepathic communication, every human being is capable of hearing it and communicating it. We've just been kept in the dark. We're told from birth such things don't exist. Only special mediums have that ability. So it's quite easy to manipulate the minds of people and keep them in the dark and keep them submissive and keep them doing violent things because there's that other group of invisible creatures that feeds off violence and all the dark emotions like hate, anger, revenge, etc. And while we're talking about the word, you know, revenge, it's not of the light. It's not of the real God. So you better think, those who've read the Bible or the older texts, the Old Testament texts in the beginning, you know, the Pentateuch, the five first books of the Bible. When you hear the statement where God, supposedly God, obviously not when you learn a little more information, warns the people, no, vengeance is mine. Well, by making a statement like that, he's really spilling the beans and indirectly telling you that he's not the real God, because the real God does not take vengeance. You know, it's a negative, low vibrational emotion. Lowly, low-life creatures take vengeance. And if you want to get, if you don't know about any of this, the best place to begin starting is my book. That's right. Where I got the name of the show, the name of my book. It's been out there for, 4 years now at least. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. And don't let the computer fool you, because a computer, most of us use Google, loves to bring you to Mr. Jobs, the late Mr. Jobs, and his lecture where he talked about connecting the dots. And they'll bring you to that, his information, but you want to look for Connect the Dots Theory book. You know, the publisher is Fulton Books. You can just Google it, and you'll see. They used to show a bigger picture. They show a tiny picture now on Google, which is the cover of the book. Cover of book says multitude things, too, when you enlarge it. And there's like 40, 41, I don't know, 42 pages free that you can view. What's the book? And it also includes the table of contents. I have 14 chapters. And the it's a good book. If you don't know anything about anything what I've been talking about tonight, it's a good book to begin, because it introduces you to the other dimensions. It introduces you to the underlying weave of physical reality, the geometry behind the scenes. Introduces you to the fact that consciousness creates realities, and the universe is a living system, and that there are overseers of our world and overseers of our lives and other overseers that have a bigger overview of the situation in your life, thereby that can telepathically influence the rest of us moving about, including animals too, to show up at certain points at certain times to make connections, to create the coincidences in our lives, to get us to think, or for other purposes that will be beneficial, because these overseers are helpful. And they're all part of the living system. Now, what I just told you there, no one has ever explained it like that. But that's why you want to get this book, Connect the Dots Theory, by me, Tom Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N, kind of like that old inventor, promoter of DC electricity. You know, Tesla was the one who invented the AC electricity. In fact, there's the free energy machines have already been invented. They're held up, controlled by people who bought the patents out, the big companies, you know, the energy companies. If you've got a free energy machine and you stupidly patent it, well, you know, you think you're protecting yourself. All you're doing is calling attention. You know, they pay people to watch the patent offices. They'll approach you and offer you, make you an offer you can't refuse, literally, and gain ownership of your free energy patent, your free energy machine, and then just lock it in a warehouse with all the other things they want to hide from humanity. Well, that's the importance of looking forward to this thing called the event, because when the event happens, the Galactic Federation is going to show themselves in physical form by landing their big spacecraft and coming out, meeting us face to face, and disclosing all that's been hidden from us. Though a lot of it is being disclosed right now. It's out there on the internet. Go looking for it. You'll find it. Free energy machines. And a lot of the free energy machines are based on the Tesla information. I believe he made his first free energy machine back in 1894. Hard to believe, isn't that? Huh? That free energy was invented back in 1894. And then big business decided, oh, they don't want that because we can't make any money off free energy. You know, all we can do is sell them the parts to build the machine, which is not that much, and then you only can sell the parts to them once. And so they found other guys like Edison, who was working on electricity, and promoted his kind that could be, you could put a meter up to it and charge people money. And even though Tesla's AC was better, they allowed that to go through. You know, AC by itself can be put a meter on, and most, that's why we have meters on AC and DC machinery today. So big companies can charge money for something that should be free. Well, it'll become free again. It's just a matter of time. That's why we want to do participate and help to help bring this event on sooner. Because once they finally land, and yes, there are plenty of creatures out there from other worlds. Once they finally land, yes, we've seen flying saucers. Yes, there's pictures of them. Yes, we have testimonials of people who've been on them. And it's too much to ignore. They tried to hide it back in the 1950s as best they could, and it kept going for a while. But the amount of science fiction movies that came out exposing it really began to introduce us to it and get us to kind of accept the fact that they exist. And nowadays, they can be spotted everywhere. And there's another thing in my book. You want real pictures of UFOs? I have them in the book. You know, they're from a far away enough distance. You're not going to get a close-up view like they do in the science fiction movies, but easily distinguishable about, like, craft that you have never seen before. And I, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and almost half the book is pictures. And that's just my, that's the kind of book most of us like in many ways, you know? And in the 100 pages of text there's no filler. It's all about revealing truth and explaining things to educate the common folks like you and me. You know, most of us are common folks. You know, we didn't go to college. And even those that went to college would surely learn a thing or two from reading my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's an educational text with pictures to back up what it's talking about. And there's a few things in it where I just didn't have a camera available at the time. So I have drawing ability. So I drew some very easy-to-understand diagrams of what was transpiring that I was witnessing and sometimes participating in. You know, no one has ever talked about the flying crescent. I had to coin the phrase because there was nothing around to explain what it was. But it was, I have many personal experiences in my book, too. Things I've experienced that you would want to experience because I've connected with Mother Earth. I've connected with the universe. And one night I was out there and I was thinking. My mind is always going, and 90,000 miles per second, my mind travels. That fact travels faster than that. Thoughts travel at 10 to the 42nd power. You know, that's a proven fact. You can find that info in a book called The Crystal Connection. Anyhow, because they accessed, you know, information, you want to access information, it's done on a basis of access given or access denied. It's the determination is made by the more evolved reality, the faster vibrating reality, but you have an opportunity to upgrade yourself to where you can get a lot of information that's out there. Everything is known already. You know that? People, it's an amazing statement to make, but I make it to people all the time. Everything is known. All they is. That is known is just not kept on file here on planet Earth. Of course, new things are always being created, but all that has been created already is known about. And it is available to access if you have a high enough access clearance to get it. And that's determined by those in the consciousnesses in the faster vibrating realms. You'll not get access to that information if you're a low vibrational, angry, mean person. You're not going to get access to too much information. We want to be loving people. Love is a higher vibration. The more we become loving and kind people, the more we'll have access to on an individual basis. And so anyhow, back to the book, Connect the Dots Theory. Everyone who's listening to this show should go out and get themselves a copy. Come on, ebooks are what, $5 a piece now? If you do shopping, a notepad is $7. Yeah. The book, the full-size book is available at Barnes & Noble. You know, that doesn't sell cheap, $22 or something. But there's an advantage to having all those pictures in front of you in a single book because you can flip back and forth a lot faster than it's going to take you to do on a fast computer. And forget about it. You don't want to buy hook in with a 5G system. Even as fast as they may be, it won't be as fast as you can flip the pages of the book in your hand, you know? And plus, play around with 5G technology, you're harming yourself. Frequencies are not meant for people to be around. They're negative. Of course, that's just another tool in the destruction kit of the New World Order. That's why they push it. They want to trick you into destroying yourself. Look how many people they tricked into having poisons injected into the system that once finally analysis by independent sources found there was nothing but poisons, nanobots, ultra-new technologies that have not been tested for safety, and all kinds of bad things that can be controlled from a distance. So the more that crap in your system, the more you can be turned into a puppet. Of course, that's what the New World Order wants. So, and hey, you know, this is internet radio. I don't get a paycheck for doing this. Those of us who have radio shows, we have to pay the people who have the technology to put these shows out here worldwide. So it'd be appreciated if some people would subscribe to my show. Everyone listening should subscribe to my show because this is an educational show. You know, you learn things on this show that you're not going to learn anywhere else because I am that knowledgeable of a person. And I've got two music albums out there on CD Baby. You know, CD Baby, they don't have the CD Baby music store anymore. So you can buy all the stuff or listen to it on Amazon and places like that. A good place to start to get involved and like know the name of my albums. American Party Songs, and the other one is Songs Better Than Dylan. Those are the name of the albums. Together, 35 songs. you want to listen to them individually, you got to know the name of the song, so you got to do a little research there. YouTube, CD Baby does a good favor for you. They'll have you, when you sign up with them, you have, they'll give you an, to choose, the right to choose your album cover. And you can't write anything on the cover except the name of the album. And so if you know the name of my song, you can Google the name of the song and YouTube will pick it up and show it. And you can listen to the whole song for free. And then if you like the song, you can go purchase it off Amazon or a couple other iTunes. I don't have the whole list in front of me. There's a couple other people that sell them too. And you could support my show that way. I mean, I've got 35 songs out there. If you want to get a grip on type of music they are, I've got 25 videos on YouTube. I recommend people start with Are You the Party in Kind, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe in kind. Or you can start with Subway Fantasy 2, the numeral 2. That's a good one. Everything on that Subway Fantasy, it's a rock and roll documentary. Every song on there is mine. And then you'll pick up the name of the songs and then you can look them up individually. And you'll see there's on YouTube, there's two. There's the video itself, the music video itself, and then there'll be another Blue Spiral album cover where you can just listen to the music. And from there, that's the CD Baby stuff. You can go from one to the other or view them all and then go back and do me the favor and purchase one for 99 cents, not ask me for too much. Hey, all the music videos are for free, but that's the way you can be supportive of my show. Anyhow, it's time to go, and you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, and followed by my anthem, an original song. Everything I do is original. Called I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the whole song and use your imagination. You can hear a horse galloping away at the end. And then you can go on YouTube and watch the video, I Gotta Be Somebody. You'll get a glimpse of me, and you'll get a glimpse of that horse riding away at the end of the video, plus of a lot of other interesting things in the video. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here now. And you, the audience listeners, tell your friend to tune in next week. Tell somebody that has a telephone and is willing to call in. And things even get better when I engage in a reciprocative conversation. And there's plenty of things to talk about. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join out deep, get it clear to the world, my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stop to look.